Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we talk about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today, on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members as well as activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women. What are your views on the issue?
To join the discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, on the Women's Roundtable, it's on Thursday.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming. Join in the conversation right now. For those that have just joined us, good evening again and welcome to our today's Women's Roundtable, where we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members themselves as well as women activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women.
Yes, PJN ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo says the resolution for a female vice president is still on in ZANU-PF's agenda in the party's upcoming Congress, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa has powers to appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
But, however, the main agenda of the Congress is to confirm Mnangagwa as the first secretary and president of the party, to endorse him as the ZANU-PF presidential candidate for the 2018 harmonized elections, and endorse as well the Central Committee resolutions made on November 19.
Yes, after revealing the agenda of the Congress, it was then that Kayamoyo revealed that ZANU-PF may choose to discuss the issue of a female vice president, which was raised during the Grace Mugabe era, and Mnangagwa will appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
Yeah, remember, the ZANU-PF had been poised to choose Dr. Grace Mugabe to become one of the vice presidents after the former vice president, Pelegezela Mpoho, had requested the then president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, to appoint a vice president so that he doesn't feel lonely.
Yes, that was what actually changed a lot of things, because all the provinces, most of the provinces already endorsed Grace Mugabe, and the Congress date was already set, and the then Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sacked, almost like paving way for Dr. Grace Mugabe. So that would have been a red carpet to the Vice President, as some people thought.
Yes, but then when the coup happened, all that was swept under the carpet, and women in ZANU-PF found themselves voiceless, without any participation in the ZANU-PF hierarchy. And this issue of was asked again from the floor, I understand. But otherwise, on the agenda, the female vice president wasn't even on the agenda all these past 2 days when the Central Committee of ZANU-PF and the Politburo met.
Yes.
So that really raised that was cause for concern in many spheres, not only in ZANU-PF itself, but as well as women activists all over the country and international. They were like, President Mnangagwa doesn't seem to be caring about women at all.
Yes, and we'll be having the experts to go through all these points with us. Kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla sikuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama lapha isikhangela khona udaba lokukhethwa kwazaba ngumsekeli kamongameli iningi elithi kufanele abe ngawesifazana ukwenzela ukuthi amalungelo abesifazana lawo phakanyiswe njalo abesifazana labo babe lakho ukuphatha izikhundla eziphezulu kuhulumende. Siyabona ukuthi lokhu asikho kwakuqala, wayevele khona unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru wayengumsekeli kamongameli ensukwini eminyakeni edluleyo engaxotshwa kuleli bandla. Ngakho bathi-ke abesifazana akuqhubeke lokhu kuye phambili ukuthi kube ngowesifazana oba ngomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli abande ukuba babili. Njalo siyabona ukuthi udaba lolu yilo olwenza kwaba lokuguquka kwezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe lapho unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abaningi babecabangela ukuthi nguye wayesefuna lesi sikhundla njalo izabelo eziningi sezimkhethile ukuthi ngempela zifuna kube nguye ozathatha leso sikhundla besiya ku-Congress ebandla leli. Yikho-ke lapho ibutho elangenela khona ikakhulu sokuxotshwe owayevele engumsekeli omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe owayesasengumongameli ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi babe sithi ngokuxotshwa kwakhe kutsho ukuthi ngempela bafuna ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kube nguye oba ngumsekeli kamongameli. Yilo ke udaba esiluhluzayo lamhla PJ.
Ngilethemba ukhulume uke waxoxa lo munye.
Ngike ngaxoxa lo nkosazana Victress Mathuthu lwela amalungelo oluntu yena besithi laye wayekhangelele ngabomvu kodwa njengoba kungabuyi lolu daba lobu vice president ngeke wagconwa umongameli omutsha ukuthi kakwenzanga ngoba kakakwenzi kodwa kwekhabhinethi la iyayivela isola ukuthi isolwa ukuthi ayilabo esifazana abeneleyo kuningi ababekutsho ngayo. Asizweni-ke ingxoxo lo Victress Mathuthu ukuthi yena uthini ngalolu daba.
Vele kuqakathekile ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kube ngumuntu wesifazane. Angithi bekuvele khona umama uJoyce Mujuru kusho ukuthi-ke kungaba lula-ke ma kungathi uMnangagwa umongameli welizwe mayesaka umsekeli wakhe kube ngumuntu wesifazane. Abesifazana ukuze abantu lathi sizize siyingxenye yelizwe, siyingxenye yokubusa kwelizwe laseZimbabwe, kufanele ukuthi sibe labantu besifazane abaphezulu ngale khona ngale ku-cabinet kubasekeli bakamongameli ukuzeukuthi lasizwe siyingxenye yokubusa. Ma kunjalo nje wonke umongameli kungumuntu wesilisa, umsekeli wakhe kungumuntu wesilisa, thina siyamukele kuphi ekubuseni kwelizwe? Lapha akukho lapho ubona ukuthi ukwamukelwa kwabantu besifazane.
Abanye njalo bebekhuluma langayo yona i-cabinet evele yakhethe ukuthi ayilabo esifazane abaningi.
Kuyangethusa, yazi ngake ngivula amehlo abomvuyo impela, ngifuna ukuzukula le ndlela ngizivule zakhapha. Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi mhla kukhethe i-cabinet omama bazobanganani. Ngokokuqala ngalanda ukuthi kukhethwa bani, kodwa ngokokuqala nje ngambheka ukuthi omama bazobanganani. Namhla ngiqala ukubona ilisi ngagidima ngahamba ngikhikha ngibona ukuthi omama ngubani lobani lobani. Kwangethusa kakhulu ukubona ukuthi omama bakukhabhela abafiki ithumi nje abafiki. Kuyethusa kakhulu okungangokuthi kusho ukuthi indaba yokuthi kumele kube nokulingana phakathi kwabantu besilisa nabesifazana ayisebenzi kakhulu ikakhulu kuhulumende waseZimbabwe.
Imbangela kuyini njalo kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi nani labesifazana likhwele ezikhundleni lezi eziphezulu zikahulumente?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma ungathi ubuza bona abantu laba bagovernment kuhulumente babuze ukuthi kungani ungalabesifazana, bazokutshela ukuthi abantu bakhethwa ezikhundleni hhayi wobulili kodwa on merit. Okungangokuthi mhlawumbe ngendlela abakhetha ngakhona mhlawumbe abesifazana asikho kangako kwezombangazo eZimbabwe nokwezombusazwe, futhi asikho kangako okwenza ukuthi loba sokukhetha i-cabinet nje kuvele sivaleleke phandle ngaleyo ndlela. Mhlawumbe kusadinga ukuthi abesifazana bafundiswe ngepolitiki, bafundiswe ngokubusa kwezwe, bafundiswe ngokuphatha nje ukuze kuvuleke amathuba ukuthi lakhe sifike phezulu ngathi.
Lo-ke unkosazana Victress Mathuthu owenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo ubekhuluma eseSouth Africa ulwela amalungelo abesifazana. So what she was simply saying, PJ, yeah, is that she was also looking forward to the recently elected cabinet to comprise of many women, but there were just a few, and she's hoping that for the vice president, one of them will be a woman.
Yes. Tokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanasi ngatikurukurei madzimai apo tiri kutarisa nyaya iri kuitika muZANU PF apo pakashandurwa utongi wavepo asi vanhu kadzi vazhinji vachichema nerokuti zveizvo pakabva vaiva mudzimai vaiva mutungamiri akanga aripo vaRobert Mugabe mai Grace Mugabe vakanga vagadzirirwa zvachose vatogadzikirwa mugadzikwa webhora kuti vatova mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vachiva mutevedzeri wemurume wavo. Maprovinsi mazhinji akanga atovasarudza kuti vazove vanogadzwa paCongress iyoyi, asi zvino zvakazongoshanduka apo pakatorerwa vaMugabe utongi nevemauto pachizopinda vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Zvino vanhu vazhinji vanhukadzi vaimo muZANU PF pachezvayo nevamwewo madzimai vemuZimbabwe vanga vakatarisa kuti zvino Congress ichafamba sei uye nekuti ivo vaMnangagwa vanofungei nenyaya yevanhukadzi neutungamiri hwavo, uye pabva padzoka nyaya yekuti mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo anofanirwa kunge ari munhukadzi, asi nyaya iyi yakatenge yatobviswa paagenda yemusangano iyoyo weCongress yeZANU PF wango uri kuenderera mberi. Pakaitwa musangano weCentral Committee, pakaitwa musangano wePolitbureau. Saka naizvozvo ndofunga pakazova nevamwe vanhukadzi vemuZANU PF vakazongoti aiwazve saka topanishwa here nekuti Dr. Amai havasisipo munhengereke nemuZANU PF. Vanga vakamirirawo vanhukadzi. Vanga vakamirira vanhukadzi vedivi iroro reG40. Asika kana ivo veLacoste vacho vanodowo vanhukadzi vanomiramirawo pamberi papo vanogona. Varipo vakawanda vanogona kuti vange vachiswa pachigaro chekuva mumwe wevatungamiri vemutungamiri wenyika. Saka nyaya iyi yazodzoka ikabva yapinzwa mudariro zvekuti vaSK Moyo mutauriri kana kuti vanoona nezvekutorwa kwemashoko mubato reZANU PF vazenge vakutaurwa kuti zveshuwa nyaya yemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika inofanirwa kunge ichikurukurwa nezvayo, asi inyaya iri mumaoko aivo mutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa kuti vazvisarudzire mumwe wavanoda kuti ange achizovepo kuva mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo. Vabva vakandira nyoka menyu auko vakati hatizi basa rangu kana kuti hazvisi mumaoko mangu kuti vange vachidaro. Tisati tataura, tisati tapirwa nyaya iripo yatapiwa nemutapo wedu wenhau Chigoriwa, regai ndichingamidze mai Mukonza, makadini henyu? Muri kuinzwa nyaya iri mudariro iyi, asi ndisati ndatanga kutaura nemi kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu kuti nemiwo munofungei, regai timboteerera nyaya yatiri kupiwa naChigoriwa.
Kunyange nyaya yekuti panofanirwa kunge paine munhukadzi pavatevedzeri vaviri vemutungamiri weZANU PF isina kuiswa sechisungo pamusangano weInter District Conference nhasi muChinoyi, nhengo dzeZANU PF dzemadzimai dzinotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai pachinzvimbo ichi. Nhengo yeprovhinsi yemadzimai Amai Martha Munondo vati vanoda mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri kuti ave mudzimai. Amai Munondo vanoti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wechidzimai ndiye chete anonyatsomirira zvido zvemadzimai kumusoro.
Tingarambe VP wechikadzi, takatopedza kudhara, hatina chatiri kuchinja. Tiri kutoda VP wechidzimai, takatopedza kare. And VP wechidzimai ndiye watinotoda ende atoripo kudhara, anotomiririra madzimai, although varume vachiti miririra, VP wechidzimai anofanira kunge aripo.
Patabvunza amai munondo kuti madzimai pane wavakasarudza here. Amai munondo vanoti mutungamiri webato ndiye chete anodoma vatevedzeri vake, vachiti zviri pachena kuti amai opa muchinguru ndivo mukuru pamadzimai ose, nokudaro vanofanirwa kupiwa mukana wavo.
Tikunotaura kapa Congress apa. The most senior is opa muchinguru. The most senior kuma women it's opa muchinguru. Saka it's high time kuti awanewo mugove wake.
Mumwe mudzimai wekuhurungwe amai Gladys Takavarasha vanoti vanotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai semumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato sezvo madzimai ari mashoma muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro. Dunhu remashonaland west rasunga zvisungo zvitatu zvekuti vamunangagwa vave mutungamiri webato uyezve vari munyori wekutanga zvichivaita mutungamiri wenyika. Kuti vamunangagwa vamirire bato musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika gore rinouya. Vakid Guza avo vatungamira musangano wanhasi sezvo sachigaro vaziyambe ziyambe vanga vasipo vaverenga zvisungo pakupera kwemusangano.
President of ZANU-PF, Commander-in-Chief of Defense Forces, and Zimbabwe President. Yepiri, ino indosha shakari, kutuivo candidate yedu yeka, pa 28 harmonized election. Yetatu, ino indosha Central Committee Resolution, yaka itwa yoku visa, ma suspensions, nima expulsions, akanya yaka itwa, kunima kumbuza, tata urai.
Sachigara vavaimbove varwi verusununguko mudunhu remashonaland west vaCornelius Muoni vakachamadza vanhu vakawanda pavarambidza vanhu kuti vaite maslogan ekushoropodza bato reMDC vachiti hapana chakaipa nekuve nepfungwa dzinopesana nedzemumwe munhu. VaMuoni vanoti zvekuti pasi nemunhu zvakaipa sezvo zvisingaite kuti munhu ave nechishuwo chekuve mubato.
Kuti pasi neMDC hatifani kuti pasina tsvangira, hatifani kuti pasina vanhu ava kana vaine pfungwa yekudzoka kupata vanodzoka sei vachiuya kunhu kwavari kudzingwa kwavari kunzi pasinavo. Tiri kuda kuti tibatanidze vanhu. Pane vanhu vakabuda vasingadi, tiri kuti ngavadzoke ivavo ndovatizvino. Kana tati pasina unodzoka sei kwamuri imi muchimutandanisa, kwati ndiye kuunganidza vanhu asei kudzinga vanhu. And there is no reason yekuti titi munhu akaita an opinion different from yours haasisiri munhu wenyu. No, that's not.
Congress yeZANU-PF iri kuitwa zuva rimwe chete mangwana, kunyange hazvo yaimbonzi ichaitwa kwemazuva matatu uye ichapindwa nenhengo dzebato iri dzinosvika zviuru zvitanhatu kubva pazviuru gumi nezvishanu. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndine Arthur Chigoriwa.
Yeah, that was Chigoriwa, one of our stringers. In Zimbabwe, he was reporting about one of the women's vice president position that's on the table right now. They are hoping the ZANU-PF women are hoping that they will be given that quota or that portion of the vice presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the speakers was saying most probably one of the senior members of ZANU-PF, Opa Muchinguri, might be given their position.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many senior women that are contenders in this one.
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear from Mrs. Chipo Nyamwena Mkonza. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and also welcome. I want to say hello to your viewers. I want to say we have an interesting story that is currently happening in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
A story that has begun when the current president, sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced his cabinet.
Yes.
And to our surprise, we had four women in the cabinet. For starters, we know that Zimbabwe has signed a number of signatories international, which allows for women participation in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And for some time, we had seen an increase in number of women participation up to the point where we saw Mami Juri becoming the vice president. But now when the sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced and he had four women, to us it was a surprise because it was like we had made strides. Now
yes.
Maybe two strides.
Two steps up, behind, backwards.
Two steps in the front. So now we are making two steps backwards. What is happening? And that's why we are now having this cry of people saying, are we ever going to see a woman vice president? If we cannot have powerful women as ministers, We've never had a woman as a minister in defense, a woman as a minister in health. And now we now have only four women in the cabinet. Can we have, is it possible for us now to have a woman president in the, a woman vice president? It's the only person that we only know this coming weekend. So this scenario that we're having is quite interesting, and it's one scenario that we're saying what the president has done is only just saying we're making two steps backwards. We only hope that this weekend will give us a position of a woman vice president.
Moti Muchidimbu, Mai Mukonza, Nerurimi Rwamai, munofungei nezviri kuitika muzanu PF izvi zvekuti pakange panzi mai mugabe ndivo vachange vachitora chinzvimbo chekuve mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wezanu PF pachezvayo achizovawo zvekare mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika asi nekunyangadzana kana kuti kusanzwisisana kwakaitika mubato iri kwakazokutungamirira pakuve nekuu utongi hukatorwa mumaoko emhuri yekwamugabe hwava mumaoko ava munangagwa asika chisiri kufadza vanhukadzi ndechekuti hongu pamwe tingadai tisiri mumuzano asi tinoda kuono vamadzimai akasimba anonyatsoshanda ane hungwaru akadzidza anogona kutungamirira asi havapo pazvinzvimbo zveutungamiri imi munofungei nazvo
ini ndinoda kuti pane zvimwe tinoda mudzimai anopiwa chigaro chekuva muno mutungamiri wenyika mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika zvichienderana nekushanda kwavo kwavanoita zvichienderana nekudzidza kwavo kwatingati vanopiwa basa iri based on merit rekuti vanogona kushanda vanoziva zvavanoita vanokuti vano pavabata pese tinoona kuti aiwa zvinhu zvasanduka saka mai mugabe tatichiona kuti zvazvakanaka kuti tatine mudzimai anga achipiwa chinzvimbo ichi but zvazvisina kunge zvakanyatsotarisiswa kuti vanozvigona here vanokodzera here vakazvidzidzira here vanoziva here basa iri saka ini zvandinofunga kuti kuendera mberi kuti nyika igone kubudirira tive nevanhu vanomirira zvinhu zvevanhu vakadzi dai pava nevanhu vatinoziva vari powerful asi ivo vanhu ava tiri vanhu vatinoti tikavatarisa tinokwanisa kunge tichitika mabhokisi akawanda kuti izvi aiva vanogona izvi vane hunhu izvi vakadzidza izvi vanoshanda vanoziva zvavanoita ndomafungiro angu ndozvatiri kuda pane zvino muzimbabwe kuti tive neshanduko nekuda kwokuti nguva yakareba tanga tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvisiri kushanda tine maministri akawanda asiri kushanda tiri kuda vakadzi vanomira panzvimbo vanoziva zvavanoita vanoziva basa ravo ravanoita vakaziva nekuti tikataura vakataura vanhu vese vanoti paita zvamai paita zvemudzimai anomirira zvido zvevanhu ende tinoziva kuti vanhu madzimai akadaro arimo muzanu pfu arimo mune mamwe mapato chiri kuitika ndechekuti mamwe madzimai ari kutsikirirwa pasi haasikiwa mukanda saka tikungonamatira kuti dai mwari vapindirawo chaitawo vanhukadzi vanopinda muzvinzvimbo vanosumudza ivo variko vakadzi vacho variko kudei ngavasumudze vamwe vakadzi vana vechidiki vamwe vakadzi vari kusumukira vanoziva zvavanoita vakadzidzira pasi vanoita kuti tive nesanduko vanoita kuti tivakataura toti aiwa munhukadzi anokodzera kuva mai mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Nyamwena Mukonza. And you are saying that the election of women should be based on merit. We also note that women occupy about 35% of parliamentary seats, most of them based on proportional representation. Are you happy with those who went to that quota, or you think they are just being soft on the women?
They are just being soft on the women. And sometimes I believe that it's mostly like it's a thank you or a token. Participation in women is more like a token participation. That's why I'm calling for women who participate based on merit, based on their qualification, based on what they've done and they've proven. I want to give an example of not that I'm a fan of him, but when we speak of her history, speak of her work, we can relate, we can say whatever she has touched, she has managed to change this and that. Based on that, we can say she qualified to be a woman president. So I'm saying we need women in Zimbabwe who are not talking, we are not participating as a way of thank you or as a way of being, as a token participation, but who are based on merit, who know what they do, who know what they're supposed to do.
Yes, but just don't you think in Zimbabwe's situation, women may need to get into those positions first so that they can gain experience in case you are already far behind other countries in positions of leadership?
Yes, women, they need to get in those positions. But like I'm saying, when so many times women, they are restricted. You find that those women who participate in politics, they are labeled as loose or immoral. And because of that stigma, you find that some women, they shy away. They don't want to participate. So we need, maybe in advocacy, we need to encourage more women to participate in politics so that we have a pool, a bigger pool of women who are qualified, who know what they do, who have done some work in the civil society, in the academic, who can do something that can change the society. And for now, we are not, some of the women are not really participating, and we need to encourage them.
Okay. Thank you, the PJ. Unkosikazi Mkhonza laphana uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla eziphezulu, kodwa akufanelanga ukuthi bephonge ufakwa nje ingani yokubazwela ukuthi labo bandise inani. Kodwa bengimbuza ukuthi njengoba abanye bekhona ephalamende okumele benelise inani leliyane lavunyelwayo labesifazana, akukuhle yini ukuthi ukuthi labo bephiwe bebele lethuba lokungena ukwenzela ukuthi babe wazi umsebenzi, kugcine phambili labo sebeyibo bona labo kuthiwa ba-based on imerit?
Yeah,
kodwa singaqhubekeli phambili. Ngizokuthi silomunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu lamuhla kuhlelo unkosazana Victress Mathuthu owezim imbokodo okwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo unkosazana Mathuthu.
Hello, yebo, ngiyalizwa, linjani?
Siyaphila, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini. Uthini wena ngalokho esikhuluma ngakho? Ngingaqala ngubuza ukuthi ubona kufanele yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kukhethe omunye abe ngowesifazane?
Kufanele kakhulu.
Sinikeza izathu.
Okokuqala nje, mina ngokubona kwami umsekeli kamongameli kufanele abe ngowesifazane. Nje ukubonisa ukwamukeleka kwabesifazane ekubuseni kwelizwe laseZimbabwe. And kuhle ngoba sike saba naye umsekeli kamongameli obengowesifazane kunkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru. Angicabanga ukuthi uphatha kwakhe awubanga khona umehluko phakathi kwakhe engumsekeli kamongameli lalabo kade bekhona bengabesilisa bengabaseli bakamongameli unkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru. So awuhamba abantu besifazane balalikhulu lokuphatha, balalikhulu lokuthi babe labo bekuliso sikhundla leso sokuba kamsekeli kamongameli.
Ye, kodwa laba abanye sabavela bakhethwa-ke abakukhabhinethi liyana, ubona uthini ngabo?
Bona abakukhabhinethi abakhethwe balungile, kodwa isikhalazo sami ukuthi balutshwana. Kulaba abakhethiweyo mhlawumbe mabe kungathiwa njengoba nxa kuyukuthi bakhethiwe ngokuthi kubonakala ukuthi banekhono lokuthi baphathe babe ngamalungu ekhabhinethi, ngangcono nje kuthathwe kibo labo phela ngoba balala ikhono lokuthi babe ngamalungu ekhabhinethi, kuthathwe omunye wabo abe ngumsekeli kamongameli.
Yebo-ke siyakuzwa, kodwa lapha ecingweni njalo besilo nkosikazi Mkhonza uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla lezi eziphezulu, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi babe lobuciko bokuziphatha lezo sikhundla. La uyakuvumela yini lokho kumbe ukuthi bebekhona nje kulezo sikhundla ngoba ngabesifazane?
No, izikhundla vele angithi awuveli ukuba ukhona esikhundleni. kumele ube nesikhundla ngoba uyaqualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla. And ukuze uqualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla, ngicabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu udlule ekufundisweni angithi. Ekufundeni uzigcina usunalo lelo khono lokuthi ube kuleso sikhundla. Akekho umuntu ovele ezabe ekwazi ukuphatha, ekwazi ukuba sesikhundleni. Kodwa umuntu uyafundiswa akhule, akhuliswe kuleso sikhundla. Okokuqala ukuthi kumele ukuthi bafunde, bafundiswe ukuphatha, bese benikezwa izikhundla zokuphatha ukuze babe ne-experience.
Ucingo lukaMathuthu khanya ngani alizwakali kakuhle. Yes, sizacela engxenye
afake phansi sizamfonela njalo.
Simfonele njalo, yeah.
Kodwa PJ, what she was saying here, she was echoing most of what Mrs. Mukonza was saying, and she's also adding that maybe the reason why there are few women in leadership positions is that they have not been, you know, they are not available in the lower positions either, so that they can be chosen from those positions, you know, but because they will need people with experience.
Yes, yes.
So she's saying there's need for workshops, there's need for more advocacy that women get into politics, get into those positions, get experience and get elected into the higher posts. What do you think?
Yeah.
You were saying?
I was going to ask, throw the question to Mrs. Mukonza again. My Mukonza, ndimi mati vanofanirwa kunge vachisarudzwa nekuti vanogona nehunyanzvi hwavo uye varimo muZimbabwe, varimo muZANU-PF. Asika, tinoona kuti mamiriro akaita matongerwe enyika muZimbabwe haasati anyatsokodzera kuti munhukadzi anyatsoita chivindi chekuti ange achipinda pamapositioni iwayo. Imi munoona sei?
Zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi, tikada kutarisa izvi matorerwo akaitwa aSimba kubva kuna vaMugabe. Mai Mugabe, dhokota mai vakanga tingati vazvipozishina, vakatakura matarisiro, vakatakura hopi dzevanhukadzi kuti pavewo nemunhu wechidzimai anotonga nyika. Kusvika vanhu takubvunza mubvunzo kuti Zimbabwe yagadzirira here kuva nemudzimai kuti ave mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka tobva tachiona mauto oya otora Simba zvinhu zvobva zvashanduka zvakaitika sezvazvakaitika. Zvaitika nemaitikiro avo vese vari muvatingati inner circle, hapana watinoti mudzimai arimo musimao. Kutarisa kuti havana chivimbo nevanhu vevadzimai. Kusvika pari zvino hatizivi even zvinofunga vamunangogo pamusoro pemadzimai. Chatinongova nacho ndechekuti mukabhineti mavo mune madzimai mashoma. Saka tichiona sekuti ava varipo nemauto avo ina seko yavo havana chivimbo nemadzimai. Zvichiripo ndezvekuti hapasati patendekwa, hapasati patendwa kuti madzimai anogona kutonga nyika. Madzimai anogona kuva vanhu vanolida mapowerful vanogona kuva vanhu vanova nemapowerful ministerial post muZimbabwe. Saka pachiri kutoda kuti patomboshanduka zvakanyanya, pachiroda kutomboti paine kuchinjwa kwepfungwa dzevanhurume vari kumusoro kuti aiwa tinawo madzimai anogona kumira panzvimbo, tinawo madzimai anokwanisa kuita zvavari kuitawo, vakagona kutoita kuti zvinhu zvishanduke chaizvo munyika.
Vamwewo ndo vari kuti ivo vari muchiuto ndo vabva vangokanganisa kubva pamavambo, nekuti pakazenge pabviswa vamunangagwa mubato ndopavakabva vati bato reZANU-PF rinoda kugadziriswa. Asi pakadzingwa Mai Mujuru gore riya ra2014, Mai Mujuru vane macredentials ekuva kuhondo. Mai Mujuru vanga vakaroorwa nemurume anga akambotungamirira uto remuZimbabwe, akatungamirira uto rekuzvitonga rekusunungura nyika. Asi pavakadzingwa hapana akava defendawo. Saka naizvozvo ivo vechiuto pachezvavo, munoona vachiremekedza here vanhukadzi?
Mukose mukutsanangura zvakanaka zvamaita, ndo maonero andakatoita kuti ava vechiuto pakadzingwa Mai Mujuru havana zvavakaita, havana kuitisa tingati kuita. Asi pachizoita vamunangagwa vakaita asi vanhu ava tinoona vari vanhu vamwe chete vane macredentials akafanana sei vasina kumira namai mujuru pavakadzingwa zvinoratidza kuti vechiuto ava vane dambudziko nemadzimai havatendi kuti madzimai anokwanisa kumira dai vanga vakamira namai mujuru tingadai tiri kutaura zvino but nekuda kwokuti havana kutomira namai mujuru and iko zvino vari mumutimi yavo havana mudzimai wavari kushanda naye watiri kuona vanongoita zvinhu zvavo muinner circle musina mudzimai kureva kuti havana chitendo havana kutenda kuti madzimai anokwanisa kutonga nyika
Star, I'd asked Miss Mukonza about the issue of firing Mrs. Mujuru in 2014, and yet the army didn't do anything about it. And she has the same credentials as Mr. Mnangagwa. The army didn't do anything, but this time it was a male. And Mnangagwa was fired from the party, and then the army intervened. Yes. So, in a way,
yes, actually, one listener once asked the same question that why is the first lady? She seems to be more persecuted than the husband. Were they not in it, the two of them
together?
Because as the Congress is upcoming, the one of the resolutions is to endorse the resolutions taken by the Central Committee, and one of them was that they should recall President Mugabe and confirm the expulsion of the G40 cabal, and those include the First Lady Grace Mugabe. You know, others are Pelegezela Mpogo, Jonathan Moyo, Sevier Katsukuwere, Kutsanai Chipanga, Mandi Chimene, and Ignatius Chomp.
And the First Mugabe Lady himself.
Yes, but his is to recall. These other ones are to be fired. You see, he was given a chance to resign. But the first lady at this Congress, she will be formally expelled from the party. So it might be the same, whether it's double standards or whether she's just the president gets preferential, you know, treatment than the first lady.
Yes. Yeah. Much as we don't support her, but it looks like all the blame is now being laid on her.
Yes. The army did put it simple that there were criminals surrounding the president. They didn't say the president himself was.
Was.
Yes. So maybe they have reasons for that too, which we can, it's a question we can pose again to Mrs. Mukonza, that what do you think of the way the president was treated? Just in short, Ms. Mukonza, do you think the way the president was treated and the way the first lady is being treated is fair?
I don't think it's fair because we cannot separate the woman from the husband. I want to believe they were in together. I remember at some point the president supporting his wife. So it looks like this. They're saying they wanted to remove the criminals around the president, and the targeted person is the Dr. Mike Resimgab. So it's kind of unfair to women again. It shows that these people, there are some issues with women, and they believe women because confusion, saga. So they don't trust women. They don't trust women. They don't believe in women. They don't believe that women can take up higher positions. Can take powerful posts in the cabinet, in the government. So it's like it's a chain. Everything that they do, it's like it's targeting women, and it shows that they don't believe in women. And we are going to continue having soldiers governing the country, telling us how to govern the country, we are likely going to see the same scenario, and them, the generals, detecting that women cannot have powerful posts, or maybe negating any woman who seems to rise in the political space. So they don't believe in women.
Thank you very much. You can stay on. We'll come back to you. Yes, PJ, uNkosikazi Mukonza, laputi yena. La ubona kungalunganga ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe yena wathiwa aphume umsebenzi bemhlonipha kakhulu, kodwa kwathiwa labo abanye abesebenza labo yibo abangalunganga abamlayela eceleni ngakho yibo kumele bejeziswe yena hayi umsulo kusesenjalo ke silo munye umlaleli wethu ecingweni unkosikazi Lilinedube linjani Madube
Kuthela njani PJ lawalaleli wonke
Hayi siphilile
Yeah kunjani kwele Botswana
Yeah le Botswana yachisa chisa 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 kona banyalo ngisele nyaka yasebenzela kwenye indawo ekhatshana kuvele Porta eZambia
Oh.
So, ngizwe lokuphuma.
Ha, uyabusenzani khona ngale?
Eh, ngisebenzela kuma Beirut change, ama money transfer. So sometimes nya hamba all over.
Ah. Ah, uhle. Khathesu sekhabona umbe Francis Town?
I'm in between. I'm in between Haburon and Francis Town, semahalapi.
Oh, emahalapi. Yeah, uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini. Siphe imbono yakho.
Ngilulalele. Ngilulalele hayi ekubuseni kwabantu abangomama elizweni lethu eZimbabwe kuzasithatha isikhathi eside ngoba kunokuncindezela mina ngifika ukuthi siyancindezela ngoba noma ekhona umama ongavusa obaba beZimbabwe bakhanya bafuna bona beyibo bodwa so ukuthi ungaphonga ukuthiwa umama avusi hhayi mina sibili ngowumbono wami umama okamdala ngamfuna ukuthi ngani uyavusa iproblem ukuthi iZANU-PF is corrupt ngani kwakulibandla nje lizithulelele lizothileyo isupport yami wayeyayibona 100% sike sibone ukuthi singabuswa ngumuntu ongumama ilizwe liyabanjani but ngendlela engibona ngayo amabutho la laba bakhona kathesi hayi ukuthi bangathi umama avusi asincindezela kakhulu angazi ukuthi sizavusa kuthini but ngibone ngani futhi umbuso wokubuswa ngomama ungaba ngumbuso omuhle kakhulu ngoba ezinye izinto esibonti sinindezela kizo bangazilungisa zibe right umama umuntu ongumama angalungisa nakekele umama nakele abantwana ilizwe libe lihle kakhulu
ye ngingakubuzisisa laphana uthe wena kuyikuthi kwaphumelela ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe abe sesikhundleni lesiyana ubungamseke
bengamsekele ngegokuzane
oh kodwa engumsekeli kumbuthi vele lakho kuhle ukuthi kube nguye osesikhundleni lesi athi umsekeli nje
noma bengaba ngumsekeli vele ungabona sengumsekeli ichance ukuthi abe ngumongameli yabe very high kodwa ibhatha abe ligokile yile engingafuniyo but yena ye ukuthi engumama ngingamsekela ngokuthi omama ngiyabasekela kakhulu but ibhatha eligokile yile engangingazwani lapho
ye kodwa omama bagcina njalo behluzisiswa kakhulu sananzelela ukuthi babe sithi yena isimo sakhe asilunganga kakhulu ulolimi olwehlukanisa abantu yakhuluma kakhulu ubone ngani lelo liqiniso kumbe yena ngoba ngwesifazana bamkhangelela kakhulu bacubo ngolokwene
yena babemkhangelela kakhulu elimini elimini sibili esikhulu beqinisweni hayi ulimi ulalo but ulimi lwakhe
abantu abakumele
bamlandelela ukuthi ulimi lwakhe lukazi akakwanisi ukugcina what is wrong esifubeni sakhe kodwa senza njalo futhi engakhazi ukuthi lami nginje nyangone lapha lalapha lalapha umuntu ongakwazi ukugcina into embi esifubeni sakhe ofutsho ukuthi ngani bamekela sibili up to this stage lokhu ekhona ngani sesizinto eziningi ezinye zazigathile esasengazizwanga ngumama eyoyabe funa ukuthi into kusho ukuthi into nxa yayizondile funa ukuthi ikhulunywe khonapho khonapho idlule lokuqotha njengoba into yabeqotha ekwazi ukuthi unyakuqotha ukuqotha uhambe and ukuqotha nge-reason abe kutshela yona so abanye obaba ngobaba labana bafuna ukuthi ngisithi noma yimfihlo vele ingaphuki ifihlifihli kuuntaza zaye kufala lokhu iyimfihlo mayelwane obengumama obengagcini imfihlo obekhuluma e-open so khonokho obaba bezimbabwe abakufuni bafuna umama lwane ole mfihlo othuleyo kakhulu ongaphuphi imfihlo zephati yena bengingamsapota sike kodwa ibhathala ligokile lezanu hhayi
yeaye
kumanye amabandla yini
ye umbuzo wami wokugcina khonapho yikuthi kodwa ubona ingani isineke lesiyana sokuba ngumuntu ongumama njengoba uchile ukuthi omama bayananzelela into eziningi wayezaba laso singasabalo kolimi
hayi isineke sokuba ngumuntu ongumama wayezaba laso kodwa mina ngimbone lokunye ukuba waye uright kodwa ngumuntu lalo engayimbone engathakazeleli ukukhuluma njengezinye indimi njengokuthi akhayela abanye abantu ukuthi ngabantu abanjani. Ngangazayo nganye umuze ukhuluma phela ulimi olulodwa, so ngingazi abantwini abafana labesuthwini abesikhalangeni abangawuthi wezawa ngumama okhanye. Umama phela kumele ebe ngumama welizwe lonke, ebe ngumuntu njengemota yezibi yani ethatha izibi zonke engakhethi ukuthi lezi zibi zakobani asithathe. So kuye lapho bekuzaba nzima ngoba ngumama ebengimbone ngani ngumama olokhetho kakhulu olobandlululo labadwaba
ke ngathanda abantwana bonke ngokufanayo. Okay, hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lathi kuhle.
Ayabonga kakhulu PJ, sesisidi isikhathi.
Yeah, side la losithandekile. Awusandeki. Kuthi kuthi awusibukelanga, kuthi kuthi awusibukelanga ebulenjini.
Vele namu hlanzange ngikhona ngizakhanyela mbese ngithatha ukuyi mbese ngipress like ngipress lo share.
Hayi siyake
senza njalo.
Siyabonga. Press like mbese ngifisa vele abalaleli bonke abalaleli ukuthi at least press like then u press share.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, siyabonga. Yayazi indaba yangkhona.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, ngibonile lati. She's actually bringing a very interesting observation. She's saying if former First Lady Grace Mugabe had been the vice president, she would have supported her because she's a woman. Although, of course, she does bring out some reservations about her, like she's saying she would say anything she felt like saying. She didn't choose her words, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of divisive. And she's saying the party too. She's saying she's not a ZANU-PF supporter. So if the former First Lady was probably independent or from another party, she would have supported it.
Mai vachangu vapa madue, vachangu vamu dariru. Varukuti ivo, mai Mugabe, ndio vavanyanya kubvava ngirini vashorwa chaizvo muhurumende yava Mugabe, kana kuti ne chikwata chese cheG40. Ivo ndio vavarembedzwa pamuchinjikwa kuti ndio vakanyanya kukanganisa nekuti vaitaurisa zvikurusa. Asi vataura ivo kuti dai vakanga varisiri muZANU-PF vari mune chimwe kavari muindependent kana kuti vari mune rimwe bato pamwe vaito vatsigira nekuti munhukadzi varoda kuti vanhukadzi vange vachikuridzirwa. Imimi munoionawo senyaya iyi yekuti pamuchinjikwa panenge paiswa ivo mai Mugabe chete.
Yafira mai Mugabe. Inyaya yehunhu yatingati character matauriro, saka zvakaita sekuri matauriro nekuzvibata kwavakaita nehunhu hwavo hwavakaratidza hwakabva hwashoreswa vanhukadzi. Havana kukwanisa kumira vachizviita samai venyika. Havana kudzikana zvokuti vanhu vanobva vati aiwa pano tina mai venyika. Saka hunhu chinhu chakakosha. Hunhu tingati hunosustaina even your position as a leader. Saka maitirwo akaitwa namai aita kuti vanhu vabva vasara nechirimo kuti vanhu vakaziva vakazhanyandira havakwanise kubata nzvimbo. Hana dzavo hadzina kudzikama, havagoni kutaura pavanhu. Asi sezvandambotaura paye mai Mugabe vanga vachizvipozishina kuva ive munhu anotakura mahopu emadzimai munyika. Saka nekuda kwekudaro kwekuti tatichiti ndo mukadzi aripo amira kuti ndida kumirira madzimai, anga achiwana sapoti nekuti ndiye mudzimai anga aripo, satisingashamisike nekuona vamwe maprovhinsi anga avaindosa kuti tiri kuda amai. Mukutarisa kwangu ndinonasa kuti vanga vachizviitira kuti taakudawo munhu wechidzimai kuti ambomira panzvimbo. Asi vasingatarise zvimwe zvese, hunhu vasingatarise matauriro, changa chichingoripo vanga vachingoona sapoti nekuda kwekuti munhu wechidzimai. Azvipira hazvisa pamuchinjiko kuti ini ndoda kumirira vanhukadzi, vamirira madzimai munyika yeZimbabwe. Asi changoshoresa pavari matauriro unu wakakosha vanhu vakadzi, unu wakakosha madzimai. Yaiti zvibati tigone kutaura kana tichinge tapiwa zvinzvimbo tigone kutaura zvinoita kuti vanhu vati aiwa apa pataura munhu wechidzimai, apa pataura mai venyika, apa pataura mai vangagone kutitungamirira.
Before
you take another caller, PJ, I would also like to do justice to Lily Ney's contribution. We also omitted that she said she could support the former first lady, not just because she's a woman, not just because she's a woman, but because she says women have a unique character in that they analyze everything and they can be better leaders than men. So she says despite one's character, they are likely to be a better leader if they are women than
and
men.
Being a mother.
Yes, that is her view. Not just because she's a woman, but because of that characteristics among women, which she says is there.
I understand.
Yes, we have our next guest, Sichasisile Ndlovu from Gwanda. She's an activist and a youth activist too. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Sichasisile. Yeah, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini uthini wena ngokwenzakalayo, uyafisa yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli omunye wabo abe ngowesifazana yini kulo uhulumende okhona?
Lokho ngiyakufisa kakhulu ukuthi kube lo mongameli owesifazana. Sikhangelele kakhulu ukuthi sifuna ukuthi omathuthuke ba baphakame babe sezikhundleni eziqakathekileyo zokubusa kwelizwe ezinjengabo e-vice president. Njalo futhi sikhangelele ukuthi kungaba lo muntu ongumfazi kuba nganeno izinto zingawela kakhulu njengabontanga, ngoba ngumuntu olesihlelo okhangelele kakhulu ukuthi laba bantu abathuthuke. Ngiyakufisa lokho kakhulu.
Ye, lina njengabatsha lithini ngecabinet la iyakhethwayo, nxa libona la sikhangela abatsha, sikhangela abesifazana, uthini ngayo?
Okokuqala, ngiqale ngabatsha. Sina njengabantu abatsha siyabubula kakhulu sithi icabinet le ivele ekhona yafakwayo yasivalela phandle, ngoba ngeke sitho ukuthi kulo minister okhangelane labontanga, uminister ule 69 years ovele enga-identify lama-issues abontanga a-affecta ontanga. Konke thina esingathi siyakukhuluma uyabebona ngami, we want to live in a dreamland, izinto ezinga-existiwe. So thina sithi vele i-cabinet le yahle yasilahla. Njalo futhi ngasikhangele uhulumende lo khona, ungani untanga vele sehle wakhohlwa ngaye, wambeka eceleni, uzamkhumbula ngesikhathi esefuna ukumsebenzisa nje izinto ezingelani lentuthuko, lezingelani lokudevelop umuntu omutsha.
Ye, ungathi ikhaphu-khaphu nje ngolimi lesilungu ukuthi what do you think of the cabinet and the impending appointment yama vice presidents?
Okay, on the cabinet, I feel that the new president didn't even consider the concerns of the youth. That one can be proven by the appointment of the minister that she actually assigned to the Department of the Youth Affairs. We can't actually say someone who is 69 years old can fully represent young people, because at the end of the day, our issues are so different from hers. She might want to impose decisions to us. As young people, we are looking for a leader who is going to consult us, who is going to engage us in everything that she is going to do. So we are so hopeful that the new government might change and actually appoint a youthful minister for the Department of Youth Affairs.
Yeah.
On another note, we are so skeptic about the appointment of the vice president. So far, we think that the country is going military, and we see that the president might appoint someone from the military wing. We are not looking forward that we are not even optimistic that the vice president might be a female. We always discuss about this in the office, and we think that the president might appoint the vice president from the military wing, so as to actually show the appreciation and on the assistance that the military rendered during the so-called soft coup.
Ungana usezwakala ucingo uyakhuluma mbe ngabantu abangemva kwakho.
Hello.
Oh yeah, hayi kuzwakele. Ye kodwa sake samuzwa unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ingabona ngoyomchoyo ukuthi ngoba umdala wakuchasisa nje kuhle ukuthi yena hayi uyabe ebambile kodwa uzabe exoxisana labo ontanga ukuthi bebone ukuthi beqhobe njani indaba zalolugacha wakuchasisa nje kwajula kwababanzi. Iwanika nemzekeliso ukuthi kungani fanele ukuthi akhokhele lo lugacha.
Okay. Langiswakubeka kwababanzi akho umuntu omutsha ku-government lo esikhuluma ngayo ube ku-SMEs akulanto akade yenza econsulta abantu abaku-SMEs especially ama-young people abaku-small business enterprises ubesenza nje ubuye sokuyinto ezela phezulu isiza phansi so inokutsha ukuzamenza ukuthi athinte ukwenza yena ubevele esenza izinto e-detector enga-consult kuyinokutsha kathetha sokuzamfuqa ukuthi a-consult
Ntanga. Yes, lokho sikubontanga. Owaye ngumphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana David Coulthard owebandla le-MDC. Uke wakhuluma laye kweminye imsakazo esithi yena okumdanisayo ukuthi cabinet le akula muntu oleminyaka engaphansi kwamachumi amane i-40. Lani liyakunanzelela yini lokho ukuthi abatsha abakho ezikhundleni lezesiphezulu?
Yes, siyakunanzelela sizili njalo futhi yikho okusenza sihle sithi ukuthi thina ontanga vele kasiqakathekanga kule igovernment entsha eZimbabwe okusitshengisa ukuthi vele ontanga sesingoxhoshayeli singabantu nje esizadodwa mzukana sicatshangiwe ukuthi siyafunakala ukuthi siyehlabele emaralini kumbe senzeni but ezintweni eziqakathekileyo ezinjengokuthi lathi sibonise imbono ekubusweni kwethu vele kasikhonsido yikho esikunanzelelayo kakhulu ngoba ungananzelela abantu abafakiweyo bonke ngabantu abaway about 50 and abantu bangikhona ngabantu abahlala ama-youth ngayekhuluma ama-issues awo ngabazenzisi ngabantu abangamazili abangafuni ukusebenza ngabantu abanje abanye aba-appreciate ukuthi i-situation yelizwe yiyo esayenza esisenze thina ontanga saba ngabantu esihlala sikhala ngoba sinako wavele.
Lina lomandlovu selisiqedile isikhathi ngenzela bazabantu
ngoba phela ube ukukhuluma ngena hayi ukuqhakathekile okwabatsha ngoba labo abatsha besifazana nabatsha besilisa
hayi ngazidlalela nje kodwa yimi ngithi sigxile kakhulu tutawuranya
yakhulumile kwabo mama
ezakana
ngabo mama labo batsha badala.
Hayi wato ma minutes ta sarirwa nawo anenge maviri chaiwo ndopa kuna mai mukonza kuti tingopendera chirongwa chedu kurudziroi yamungapa avezanu PF apo vanenge vari kusarudza mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wavo havazi vanhu kadzi chete vari kuchema nehurumende iripo yava munangagwa nevechiuto vachibatsirwa nevechiuto manzwa apa vanga vachitaura vanga vari mudariro achiri kukura muzvare sichasisile ndlovu vanga vari kuchemawo nekuti vane hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa vechidiki hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa zvekare vanhukadzi imunotii nazvo
ini vashoka vangu vekupedzisira ndinongoti takamirira maappointments emavp ndingokurudzira kuti dai vatarisa vatarisa munhukadzi anoziva basa rake anoziva zvaanoita vatingati pachirungu a competent person who takes Zimbabwe to the next level of greatness.
Yes, siyabonga. Ungasinika elakho elokugcina Mandlovu ngokuthi uthini kwaba ngabesifazana kanye labatsha. Ye, ungakhuluma elakho elokugcina.
Hello.
Yes, sinike lakho elokugcina ngalolu daba.
Yeah, I think she is a problem. 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 Y Isibela wo unkosi Madube unkosazana Lili ne Dube sesifike emapetereni tasvika kumachuku magumo echirongwa chedu chanasi ndipraxidis Jeremiah arikuoneka
lami usithandekile mhlangano sithi asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lolu asihluzeni bomama.